In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Matt Carpenter and Johnny Peralta homered to back up a second straight dominant start by Jaime Garcia as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cincinnati Reds 3-2 last night. Carpenter's homer in the first inning was his second leadoff home run of the season and 11th of his career. It was also Carpenter's second career homer against Reds starter Anthony DeSclafani. Peralta's solo homer in the fourth was the 200th of his career. He's hitting .345 in the month of August. Garcia needed just 85 pitches to get through 8-plus innings, and 19 of his 24 outs were ground balls or strikeouts. Sang-Juan Oh earned his 10th save. Also in baseball last night, Lorenzo Cain's two-out single in the 14th inning scored Christian Colon from second base as the Kansas City Royals beat the Chicago White Sox 3-2. Colon opened the inning with a single, and Paulo Orlando sacrificed him to second. Cain laced a single to center to score Colon, ending the 4-hour, 34-minute game, the longest by the Royals this season. Elsewhere in baseball, Jason Hamill won his career-best fifth straight start, pitching four-hit ball over six scoreless innings, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Los Angeles Angels 3-1 for their season-high ninth straight win. Hamill improved to 12-5. The Major League-leading Cubs matched their longest streak since August 6th through 15th of last year and moved to season-best 30 games over .500 at 71-41. They'll start a four-game set against St. Louis tonight at Wrigley Field with three straight series sweeps after consecutive victories over the Angels. Elsewhere around majors, it was Jeff Samardzija and four relievers combining on a five-hitter, leading San Francisco to a 1-0 win over Miami. Pitching the Giants back into first place, the Giants move back atop the NL West a game ahead of the Dodgers. Freddie Galvis hit a three-run homer in the seventh inning, helping the Phillies beat the Dodgers 6-2. Jay Happ and three relievers combined on a four-hitter as Happ became the first 16-game winner in the majors, and the Toronto Blue Jays blanked the Tampa Bay Rays 7-0. Ross Detweiler and John Axford combined on a four-hitter, and the Oakland Athletics beat Baltimore 1-0, knocking the Orioles out of first place in the AL East. The AL West-leading Texas Rangers edged Colorado by a final of 5-4. In a battle of division leaders, the Washington Nationals beat Cleveland 7-4 to split that two-game series. Nelson Cruz swatted his 28th home run to break an eighth-inning tie and give the Mariners a 3-1 win over Detroit. Edwin Jackson pitched two-hit ball over seven innings as San Diego Padres beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-0. The New York Yankees worked over Boston 9-4. Also, Arizona beat the New York Mets in 12 innings 3-2. It was the Brewers over the Braves 4-3. Houston and Minnesota were rained out at Target Field. They'll play two today to make that up. An emotional Prince fielder says he will not be able to come back after a second neck surgery, and he'll have to end his 12-year Major League Baseball career. The 32-year-old Texas Rangers slugger wept while announcing that he won't be able to continue playing. Fielder was one of the most durable players in the majors when Texas acquired him from Detroit after the 2013 season for second baseman Ian Kinsler. The first baseman had played at least 157 games every year since 2006 and appeared in 809 of 810 possible games the previous five seasons before joining the Rangers. But Fielder was limited to 289 games in Texas, including the two season-ending neck surgeries. He'll finish his career with 319 career homers. Oddly enough, that's the same number that his father, Cecil Fielder, had, but he played one more season and 141 fewer games than his father. ESPN sportscaster John Saunders, who served as host of the sports reporters for the last 15 years, has died at the age of 61. His death was announced by ESPN. A cause of death was not announced. Saunders joined ESPN in 1986 and was a founding member of the board of directors for the V Foundation for Cancer Research, a charity started by the network after former college basketball coach and ESPN announcer Jim Valvano died of cancer in 1993. The athletic director of Wichita State hasn't been impressed with the actions of men's basketball coach Greg Marshall. The coach has been suspended by the AD for the last game of an exhibition tour in Canada after receiving two technical fouls and getting kicked out of a game against McGill University. Marshall had to be restrained Tuesday night from chasing after a couple of referees. In football news, Buffalo rookie linebacker Reggie Ragland will miss the entire 2016 season after a knee injury. Ragland tore a left knee ligament during practice Friday and will require surgery. Ragland was a second-round draft pick out of Alabama and projected to start at one of the two inside linebacker positions. Seattle has activated tight end Jimmy Graham off the physically unable to perform list as he continues to recover from his major knee injury last season. He was on the field with his teammates for the first time since week 12 of last season when he tore the patellar tendon in his right knee. Denver coach Gary Kubiak has named Mark Sanchez the starting quarterback for tonight's preseason game against Chicago. Sanchez is competing with Trevor Siemian for that starting job. Well, the blowouts are over. The Olympics are underway for real now in basketball. After nothing but pushovers this summer, the U.S. men's basketball team faced someone who pushed back. The U.S. men's basketball team is 3-0 at the Olympics after rallying to beat Australia 98-88 for its 20th straight victory in Olympic competition. Carmelo Anthony scored 14 of his game-high 31 points in the fourth quarter, and Kyrie Irving added 17 points and 5 assists. In his fourth Olympics, Anthony became the most prolific scorer in U.S. men's Olympic basketball history. He passed LeBron James, who skipped a chance to play in his fourth games after leading the Cleveland Cavaliers to an NBA title this season. James scored 273 points during appearances in Athens, Beijing, and London. Irving said of the come-from-behind victory, "We showed a lot of character tonight." Coach Mike Krzyzewski agreed, saying, "This is the real world now, and that's good for us." Next up for Team USA is Serbia on Friday with another group game Sunday against France before the medal round begins. Superstar swimmer Michael Phelps has advanced to the final of the Olympic 200-meter individual medley as the top qualifier. Longtime rival Ryan Lochte will be right next to him again, ranking second. All Phelps will be seeking his fourth straight 200 IM title at the Olympics. He's also got a chance to pull off that feat in the 100 butterfly. Phelps already has won 3 golds this week and owns 21 gold medals in his Olympic career. Katie Ledecky has led the United States to a gold medal in the women's 4x200-meter freestyle relay. That's her 3rd gold of this Olympics. A gutsy performance by Kristen Armstrong provided the American with her 3rd consecutive gold medal in Olympic cycling time trials. Armstrong joined speed skater Bonnie Blair as the only American woman to win 3 gold medals in the same event at any Olympics. And the PGA Tour returns to the Quad Cities with the opening round of the John Deere Classic. Zach Johnson is one of the favorites, along with 3-time champion Steve Stricker.
It's been fun again, kind of getting back into the swing of things. Playing some better golf of late, and it's been fun.
Stricker says the TPC at Deer Run is in great shape.
It's the best I've ever seen it, so it's going to be a great week for everybody here, and hopefully the weather holds off on Friday, it looks like. But other than that, it's shaping up to be a great week.
The $4.8 million purse will include a winner's share of $864,000 as golfers tee off for that event today. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.